I've had a lot of adventures here in town, man. Some have been good, some have been like, ugh. One of the times I got drunk here, the staff was like, you want a party? I was like, I want a party. They got me drunk and they took me across the street from this club to this place called the Bonham. For those of you that don't know, the Bonham is this place that's known for having a certain night of the week where it gets a little alternative. And just my luck, that was the night I decided to get loaded. So we walk in there and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of women here. Yeah. I figured, yeah, I see skirts, I see long hair. Yeah, woohoo! And it wasn't until later on I started dancing, I started sobering up, right?
Hey, hey.
Somebody was behind me, hey! Some guy was behind me going, hola, Pikachu! I'm a Pokemon too. I don't think so. A couple years ago, I got drunk and all my buddies and I, we accidentally wound up at this place called Sugar's. Now, Sugar's, for those of you that don't know, is a gentleman's club. I didn't know that. It was an accident. I didn't know we were going to a strip club. I swear to God, it's called Sugar's. I thought I was going to a bakery. We pull up and I'm like, ah. Oh, this is a whole different kind of pan dulce. So I walked in. And it is a gentleman's club, but what the cool part about this place is that they serve like real food. Like you can get a full-blown meal, like a steak. And so I'm sitting there and a real waiter walks over and takes my order and I order, you know, a steak and they bring it. And I'm getting ready to kill my steak and out of nowhere, here comes one of the dancers, right? And you gotta call them dancers or entertainers or they get all irritated. I am not a stripper. I am an entertainer. And I was like, no, cochina. I'm an entertainer. Yeah, you're nasty. And so here comes another one of the dancers, right? Hi, would you like a little company? And I'm like, hello, T-Bone. And she's like, oh, come on, what looks better, that or this? Security! I'm sorry, I got priorities, man, don't mess with me. So then I started drinking at this club, and I had one too many, and I was gone. I go to the bathroom, and I'm washing my hands and putting water in my face, and I walk out, I'm drunk. And one of these dancers walks up, and she's like, I heard you're famous. I'm like, I'm not famous. I'm drunk.
Will you sign this?
I'm like, do you know who I am?
No, but over there in the corner, they said you're famous, so you gotta sign it.
Okay, what's your name?
Diamond.
What's your last name?
Rodriguez.
Okay, to Diamond, with all my love and affection.
Hurry up!
I got mad, so I wrote George Lopez. She freaked out. She's like, oh my God, you're George Lopez. I was so wasted, I said, I know, huh? Hey, cabrona, why are you crying? Why are you, mira, muy chingona, I'm crying. Word gets back to George Lopez. that I did a joke about him, and sure enough, I get confronted by him at a comedy club in L.A. I'm hanging out in the front of the club. They got a little patio area, and I'm there with my buddy Martin, and we're having some drinks, and, you know, clink, clink, and he's like, dude, good show, Raza, good show, and I'm like, thanks, Martin, thanks, and out of nowhere, here comes a Mercedes-Benz, brand new, just... And I heard this voice that said, hey! I look over and I'm like, oh my God! It's Jared Leto! And I'm like, Martin, check it. Martin! Where'd you go? Here comes George. And I swear to you, I felt like I was 10 years old because he's like, hey! Hey! Hey, 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 ¿sabes qué? Hey, I don't talk like that. I was so wasted, I said, I know, huh?